Matt Bevin is here. There's lots of headlines making news around the world this morning. Matt, what will we start with?
Oh, look, there's so much coming out this morning, Hamish. There's Syria, there's Facebook, and there's the announcement of a major resignation, House Speaker Paul Ryan. Let's talk about that first up. In the middle of last year, a video went viral around the world, posted by a man named Randy Bryce.
I work every day so that me and my son have insurance. I've been an ironworker for 20 years. I work hard and I earn every penny that I make. I've spent my entire life in southeastern Wisconsin. I think it's time, let's trade places. Paul Ryan, you can come work the iron and I'll go to DC.
Strings, that's always rousing stuff. There's personal stories in the video about his mother's need for health insurance, about his life working in the ironworks. The video was a congressional campaign announcement that Randy Bryce was running against the Republican Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, the second most powerful man in US politics after the president. Since then, Randy Bryce has raised a lot of money for his congressional campaign. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
A very well-financed Democratic challenger, Randy Bryce, who just in the last fundraising quarter clocked $2.1 million, increasing his fundraising haul so far in his suspected and planned for challenge to Paul Ryan above $4 million.
Paul Ryan was also raising funds for his campaign. His fundraising committee received a $500,000 donation from billionaire Charles Koch 13 days after Paul Ryan passed the significant tax cut bill last year, which, among other things, benefited the Kochs greatly. Well, despite that, today Paul Ryan has announced that he will not be using that donation.
I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future. This is my 20th year in Congress. My kids weren't even born when I was first elected. Now all three of our kids are teenagers. What I realize is if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. I just can't let that happen.
Now, there's a lot of speculation about why this is and why now, but former New Jersey governor and Trump ally Chris Christie says the meaning of it is quite clear. He's speaking here with ABC News America's John Carl.
Is this the end of the Republican House majority?
It is a big indicator that the speaker doesn't think he'd be speaker anymore. I think Paul was always a reluctant speaker. I think it was something that he necessarily didn't necessarily want to do. So I don't think it is an absolute certainty now that the Republicans won't have a majority. But I think it's another indicator that he wasn't very optimistic that they were going to be able to keep their majority.
So, Hamish, Chris Christie is saying there that it's now more likely than not, in his opinion, that the November midterms, the Democratic Party will gain a majority in the House and Paul Ryan would have lost his job as Speaker.
Getting out early.
Yeah, potentially. Now, CBS News correspondent Major Garrett says this has put an end to any productive legislative work for the rest of this year.
For House Republicans, they now understand that the legislative agenda for the remainder of this year is effectively over.
Now, one of the things that will be on Paul Ryan's plate before he leaves is whether or not to pass legislation to protect the job of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who Donald Trump is openly musing about firing. Some of Paul Ryan's colleagues are now demanding a vote on legislation to protect the Special Counsel. But Paul Ryan said this morning that it isn't needed and that he supports the Special Counsel staying in his role and continuing to investigate Russian meddling.
My thoughts haven't changed. I think they should be allowed to do their jobs. We have a rule of law in this country, and it's a principle we all uphold. I have no reason to believe that that's going to happen. I have assurances that's not, because I've been talking to people in the White House about it.
Meanwhile, Hamish, as you've been discussing this morning, Syria is back on the agenda in a big way. It is just over a year since Donald Trump last ordered a missile strike on a Syrian airbase in response to an alleged chemical weapons attack by the Assad regime. This is how President Trump described the moment he launched the missiles while eating dinner with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I was sitting at the table. We had finished dinner. We're now having dessert. And we had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen. And President Xi was enjoying it. And I was given the message from the generals that the ships are locked and loaded. What do you do? And we made a determination to do it. So the missiles were on the way.
The president is now openly saying on Twitter that another strike is on the way in response to another alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria. This is despite Russian assurances that they would shoot down any missiles the Americans fire at Syria. The president tweeted overnight, "Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming, nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it." He's talking there about Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Now, the Defence Secretary, James Mattis, didn't seem to think this morning that a strike was imminent.
We're still assessing the intelligence, ourselves and our allies. We're still working on this. We stand ready to provide military options if they're appropriate, as the President determined. But thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
CNN defense correspondent Barbara Starr has remarked on the president's tweet.
"It's hard to see how this is anything but the president of the United States declaring war on Twitter, using Twitter to tell Russia missiles are coming. They will be coming. That is what the president is saying. But he may be, for a guy who said he didn't want to reveal his military hand, he did just that, and he has done more. Look at that key word in his tweet, smart."
Essentially, what she's saying there is that if you're sending smart missiles, there's only one direction they could come from, over the Mediterranean. They couldn't come from over Turkey or from the Persian Gulf. And that by saying smart weapons are on the way, he is giving away the element of surprise. She also said this.
"And last night, we saw European air traffic control authorities issue a warning that there could be missile attacks within the next 72 hours, warning commercial air traffic in the eastern Mediterranean."
Finally, Hamish, the other big story is Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg is still testifying before the House, and this morning he made a revelation about his own personal data.
Data included in the data sold to the malicious third parties? Your personal data?
Yes.
It was.
Big news all around this morning, Hamish.
Thank you very much indeed. Who'd have thought Zuckerberg was caught up in all of that?
Who would have thought?
Matt Bevan, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again later on.
Thanks, Hamish.